Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to G's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius XM Radio. And we are now distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, Art 19 Media, 5050 Global Music Inc., and The Orchard by Sony. Shout out to Xander Dames from the Xander Effect podcast. Check him out. He's also World with Dance with Jennifer Lopez. Big booty girls. Oh, sorry. I just like looking at her. Big booty. Anyway, that's not really that big, but I still like looking at her ass. Anyway, bands or artists that we manage: Putty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers, actress Lillian Sin, and Lady Cinder, freak show performer. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Metal band Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California. Burn the Ships, they're a new metal band out of Bakersfield, California. We got Berserk. It's like a cross between funk, hip-hop, and metal, I guess, or rock, hard rock. We also got Hollywood Nightmare, metalcore band out of Los Angeles. Borderline Radio Show, with their radio personalities and DJs. Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine, they're from Italy. We got Derek Webb, actor and producer and also radio host. Band of Family, our friends and family from up there in Bakersfield, California. We've got Wicked Star, hard rock band out of Los Angeles. And, of course, author China Myers. And then, of course, Voke Hills and Boffy. Voke Hills, check him out. He has done some stuff with Angel Nightmare and also with Star Daddy. He's out of New York, and he just did a song with Run DMC, which will be coming out very soon. He's done some other stuff with some other big artists and actors and whatnot. But he's, American Idol. He's been interviewed by Ryan Seacrest. They even talked about him on, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show. So, yeah, check him out. Voke Hills. That's V-O-K-I-L-L-Z. He's done music with some other big artists as well. So, lots of great stuff. We have our shout-outs to our typical bars and venues that we hope to be working with again. At some point, we do shows currently at the Universal Bar and Grill, and that's in North Hollywood, California. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. And then, of course, in Tarzana, Five Star Bars, downtown Los Angeles. And then, of course, we'd hope to be getting back into the Rainbow Bar and Grill. They have Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Fuoco. Hopefully he gets doing shows back there again at some point. If not, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe we can get a show going on there. I don't know. Something's going to have to happen here. because, damn it, we want to be back at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And maybe eventually, I don't know, who knows, shows at the Viper Room or some other places. Of course, some of our bands already play at the Whiskey regularly. And we're about to have our friend Derek Webb is about to call in here in a moment, hopefully. Who knows? With Derek.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, so we got Derek Webb. That's our health segment that we do every week or most weeks or some weeks or whenever he decides to show up.
Just call him out like that. Huh?
Yeah, I do. I do, because he's from New Hampshire, and he'll appreciate me for that.
Yeah.
Because if you're from New England, you know how it is. And how it is you fuck with those you care about.
Yeah.
And if you're not, it means you don't like them.
That's right. That's
and if you don't like them, they're just going to be mean.
Yeah.
You know, I just call shit out.
That's right.
You know?
That's you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, right. Hey, in Maine, we're very real. We don't do fake.
Yeah.
And we call people out on their bullshit.
I like Maine. Maine.
I would expect someone. I would expect someone to call me out on my bullshit.
Yeah.
Or tell me I got shit on my face. If I got shit on my face, just fucking tell me. And speaking of Derek Webb.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Yes.
What's up,
Jennifer? How's it going?
Good. How are you, dude? I was just talking shit about you on the air, of course, but not calling in on time. I'm just fucking with you. I love you. We're from New England. Don't judge me. All right. Yes. All right. We got Derek Webb in the house. Go ahead, Derek. Tell everybody about whatever it is you want to tell them about in regards to their health.
How about the full moon? The trees, Jenny. All right. Well, hi, everybody. Tonight's fitness segment I'm doing live tonight with all you is actually I wanted to discuss a little what we were going to be discussing tonight. It's going to be called muscle, or what a lot of people know as the plateau effect. The plateau effect in working out and how I can overcome the plateau effect. I hear so many times and time and time again through gym yuppies and everyone hitting the gym and all these athletic fitness folks out there, they're always bragging. I got to break the plateau effect, man. How do I do that? I'm just not getting results. I'm doing the same old workouts every day. I'm busting my ass every day, day in, day out. Boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. And yet no extreme change. How you get that exchange is because I find time and time again, people got to switch up the routine every 3 to 4 weeks. Everyone, and I see time and time again, too many athletes, a lot of people in the gym, they're going at it, they're working their butts off, but they're sticking, they're doing the same old routine, regimen, I guess you could call it, every day of the week, month in, month out, every month straight throughout half or most of the year. That's not going to get your results. You switch up your routine once again. Every 3 to 4 weeks is exactly what I precisely say. Every 3 to 4 weeks. And even before you do the final switch up for entering a new workout routine, you want to do it like this. 3 or 4 weeks, you know, you bang out one routine. Next 3 or 4 weeks, you do another routine. Then maybe alternate. Go back to the original routine you switched off on from the 3 or 4 weeks prior to going into your other routine. So every 3 or 4 weeks, you want to switch out your routine. And in between doing so, I suggest a week, what we call a break week, where you do a lot of light variable workouts, maybe some cardio, some stretching, maybe some flexibility, balance, coordination things. Hey, maybe even some yoga, mind relaxing, you know, stuff like that, that helps bring your body back into where it needs to start rebuilding its new foundation for the next 4 weeks of interval, new period of workouts. So there you have it. The way to break the plateau, every 3 to 4 weeks, switch up your routine. Spice, priorities, spice is the key to life, my friends, and I can't express that enough. As I would say, spice it up, mix it up a bit, switch up your routine every 3 to 4 weeks, and hey, maybe even switch up the diet. Try some new proteins, try some new meats, some new veggies, some lean meats, some lean veggies, things like that. Maybe a couple little new supplements thrown in the mix, and hey, before you know it, you're going to be looking like, you know, get to the chopper. I don't know what's next. I don't know about that. It might take some time. But in general speaking, once again, 3 to 4 weeks, avoid that plateau and do your best and just do what you can and get out there and give it all you got.
Hell yeah. That's some interesting stuff there, Derek. For a second there, I was wondering if you were talking about sex or you were talking about working out. But maybe I was just thinking secretly about sex. I don't know. What?
What's that?
Nothing.
That routine I would recommend. So there's nothing wrong with switching up in the bed. I'm not an expert there, but I mean, to a certain extent, I can give it up to that.
Okay,
I'm going to calm down. There might be children listening.
I did, what children would listen to my fucking show, Derek? Do you know any motherfucking children that would listen to my fucking show? How many times do I swear in a broadcast? Anyone allows their children to listen to my show,
they're demented.
They're a sick, demented, twisted fucking individual. And I want to meet them and their children. Because I want to become their aunt.
It's probably just in the back.
Their surrogate mother. Their aunt. I want to be Auntie Jenny. Oh, sorry. What? Anyway. You already know if your children hung out with me, they might not come back the same. I know my children are fucked up in the head. My daughter's favorite movie. My daughter's favorite movie at the age of 9. House of 1,000 Corpses by none other than Rob Zombie. And she was 9.
I have a fascination with Chucky. We were literally watching, literally at the age of 3 or 4 years old, he was begging us to put on Chucky.
Exactly. See,
not necessary, very inappropriate, but it's just like, why don't I give it a chance? See what he does with it. Give it a shot. I did, maybe get a bad parent, who knows?
Then your children might be okay around me. Then Derek, it's all right. Okay.
we're both from the same pack of wolves. It sounds like now.
My family is sick. I was watching Halloween at 5. Anyway. But thank you, dude, for calling in today. We appreciate you, and I really did like that because the plateau effect is something that's difficult to get beyond when it comes to working out. Like, you work out and you work out and you work out, and if you don't change it up and if you don't keep your body guessing, then your body will hit a plateau, and then your workout routine will no longer become effective. And I agree with you on that. I really do.
Oh, yeah, I tell people all the time, it's bad. I've seen people in the gym all time and time again. They're just doing body tries Monday, Tuesday, they're doing the triceps, Wednesday, the legs. Then they're going back to the same old, week in, week out. And it's like, they're like, I don't know why I do. I'm just not progressing. I can't lift any heavier. And it's like...
Yeah, because they're not changing the amount of weight. They're not changing the amount of time that they're doing each thing. They're not changing anything.
As some would say, or
challenging yourself, challenging your
bodybuilding, used to call it shocking the muscle in his terminology. Right. And it's true, you got to shock the muscle, and you got to really wake it up and surprise it, like, whoa, what is this? Here we are. I'm used to doing biceps on Monday, but Monday I'm doing an extreme plyometric cardio workout, or Tuesday I'm jumping up and down doing some sort of balance coordination. And then Wednesday, I'm going back to the legs, and it's like, wow, what the hell was that? So that's really what you need to do. You need to get your body to, like, wow, jolt, a shock. Like, here it is. Here's the electrified move. This is what, and you're going to send that shockwave to your body every 3 to 4 weeks, and you'd be surprised what that will do.
Well, I agree. And thank you so much, Derek, for calling in today.
All right.
We appreciate you, dude. And go spend some time with your children.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you guys, too. I love you guys. Take it easy.
All right, love you, dude. Talk to you next week.
Bye bye.
Oh yeah, you too.
Bye. Anyway, China Myers will be calling in a couple minutes, so right. I like to. I'm trying to not cross the streams.
All right.
Anyway,
so
we're in the house today with an amazing, I guess, metal. Metal? You sound metal.
Yeah.
You sound metal.
I guess so.
All right. I'm going to say metal band from Louisiana.
All the way from Louisiana.
Middle of nowhere. Running from shadows. Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Woo. All right. We got Darren in the house.
And how are you?
Good. How are you, dude?
I'm very good.
We're very excited that you're here.
Yes.
And they massive dedication, dude, to your craft.
Fuck
when
yeah.
you're willing to drive for a radio interview all the way from fucking Louisiana
and it's
to
like
California,
what, 2,000 miles
is yeah. how you fucking do it right
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
mad.
You know,
mad
if you
props.
Keep that drive up, y'all will be on the top of the pile, yeah. man.
Well, the hardest part was Texas.
Yeah, the hardest part. Was Texas.
Yeah.
Like
next time, drive around
hours.
That bitch.
Yeah.
Next yeah. time, just go up and
we're,
over.
We're talking about
yeah, we're
it.
Talk,
go up.
We're really
over. What's that? What's the one above it? Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Go up through Oklahoma and then around. Like next time, go up. Like go up through. Oh, hit Las Vegas. No, no. Then you won't have no money left. Go through Arizona and over through Oklahoma and all that shit. You know, go
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
Go around.
Yeah.
Texas is a bitch.
But out of the 24-hour drive, we stayed in Texas for like 12 of it.
Yeah, yeah because yeah. it's such a it's I mean, such a huge fucking landmass.
It took us like
God
all
damn.
The way that way.
Although the whole border we're
yeah.
riding. It's like, dude, come on.
It's a it's massive landmass. Texas is like
big,
one of is
yeah.
one of the
yeah.
biggest states. Land-wise that
yeah.
we have
yeah.
it's fucking huge and to get across that bitch especially that one
right,
section of
like
it that's like
two,
the
right
longest
inside.
Across
yeah, yeah.
yeah it's fucking huge there's that one section that's like the longest part
yeah.
that to go across you
yeah.
know what I mean and
well,
it's like
us to
fuck.
The very end and yeah. the other tip of it because like I was
Christ.
Looking at like dude we're almost done like we're almost out and then I went oh we gotta go like,
like
all the way to the
that.
Other end of it
I feel bad for you it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't care if it adds another day. We're going around.
Yeah.
like, I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not doing it again. Man.
Yeah, Texas is a bitch. just even just to live there, like I wouldn't even. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, it wouldn't be so bad. But there's like no scenery. Like once well, you get past like a certain point, there's just nothing but you know, flat land.
We missed all the like
bunch of
big
desert.
Cities or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah, it's like ooh, hills, cool.
yeah,
it's over and over again.
It seems like it just be. It's just like a bunch of nothing. Like a lot of the towns, a lot of the area, it's just like
well,
nothing.
Well, we're kind of used to that. So
yeah.
when we live,
oh yeah, right.
If you like pine trees, I mean,
I'm used to it. I'm used to it, but on a different level. Like.
Yeah.
Texas is just like a lot of nothing, like no, like desert. I don't want to say desert, but you know what I'm saying, like
yeah.
in the sense of like nothing there,
yeah,
no trees,
yeah, yeah.
no nothing. In Maine, it's just like mile, it's like 20 miles to 30 miles or more to the next exit,
yeah.
but it's just all trees. So
yeah.
if you got lost or anything happened, you're fucked.
Yep.
Because now you're lost in the forest
yeah.
and then you're really not getting out because then you're going to get turned around 50 million miles. Unless you just
but
happen,
you only got
you know.
One road in and one road out. Oh my God,
yeah.
when we went to that lake with Samantha's grandmother.
Oh, you're
man.
Just talking the major highway. You ain't even talking about all the sub millions of other fucking
oh
roads and shit.
It's like literally.
Hello,
like,
is this my China Myers?
7-8 miles on a one
hey
lane
guys,
road.
Woo!
Hey.
It's China Myers calling in.
Why
does from
it sound like you guys were having a party while I wasn't there?
We are
yeah.
in a little bit of a way. I wish you were here, though, for the party. But unfortunately,
know.
You're in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh.
How's our guest doing?
Good. We've been talking to our guests here.
Introduce yourselves, guys.
Yes, introduce yourselves.
Right.
Let everybody know who you are
and
what you
everything.
Do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Darren White. I guess you could say it's a band, but it's not because it's just me. So. but from Running From Shadows. And then I got my friend here, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah. I'm Adam Sanders.
Yeah.
You're part of the group?
Adam Sanders.
He helps me with...
I help him with like a lot of stuff.
Like filming. And then he was like... He drove me everywhere,
yeah.
so I didn't touch
so
the steering wheel
like
once.
So you're like your
here,
assistant
so.
Slash
yeah.
videographer,
yeah, pretty much.
Manager.
I'm also in the videos.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
It'd be weird if it's just him in the videos.
Yeah, so I was like,
you know,
I was like
yeah.
that's actually his word. He said that it would be weird if it's just him in the videos. So I get my bass and I'm like, we just.
And he doesn't know how to play it, too. So I'm trying to teach him to play it.
So you're a solo artist.
Yeah, basically. I want to be a band, but I can't find.
You, so you're okay. So you're having a hard time finding members to join.
Yes.
To join the band.
Sadly,
okay.
Yeah.
So
you're the singer, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask
great
you this
vocals.
Though? So how many songs do you have? As far as you know, because like, I mean, if you was to actually stay here, I mean, move to LA or whatever.
Yeah.
You could find your band members.
Yeah.
It's plenty of musicians.
Oh, dude,
here.
I got a whole album written, and it's just not even ready yet. And I'm working on another album because all I do is write songs like all day long.
How many
like,
songs do you have put out so far in full format, in the sense of like with the music and the singing and all that?
Okay, so I just released like a EP with 5 songs.
Okay,
on
cool.
my birthday, so that was cool.
Badass. And, happy birthday.
Thank you. And then so it's my brother's birthday, so shout out.
All right, shout out and happy birthday brother. To the brother.
What's up?
Happy birthday, yeah. brother.
But,
rock on.
I think I have 2 singles with like 2 songs each. So okay. About 9 songs, I want to say.
Okay.
All right.
And I have way more.
Badass.
So just waiting.
Well, I know I want to play 3 of the songs that we have today. Mm-hmm. Bipolar, Pessimist, and The Pines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, they're really good.
I
was listening to the when you sent them to me. Mm. I actually sat and like listened to them. Mm. Really good.
I appreciate
for
it.
Somebody who's yeah. just a solo artist yeah. with just yeah. you singing music.
Yes,
like where did the music behind it come from? Make tracks? Did you so what did you do?
I
did
do so GarageBand. Like, everything's me but the drums. Like, the drums are, like, drum machine on the
okay.
Garage Band. And I just, like, play guitar over it until I come up with something, and then
that's
pretty much it.
Huh. Like, Garage Band.
Yeah.
That is badass.
Yeah, the whole...
Oh, that's a software.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Like, okay. it's like a video game.
Yeah.
It's, what's that other one? The Guitar Hero?
Well, it's like, or kinda... no, Garage Band's actually,
well,
like, it's
that's
like,
how they yeah. used to do it back in the day, right? In the
garages. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so what is that?
It's like, it's Apple. It's like the,
oh,
like
okay.
the, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the recording software. It's like,
oh, like I yeah. have BandLab.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so kind of like yeah. BandLab. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. You put all your stuff together on there.
That's yeah. awesome.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I was just gonna use somebody's track who already made a track. Like they have music, like they have yeah. songs, like whole songs with it's just the music. There's
yeah.
no
like the instrumentals.
There's no
and stuff.
Yeah, it's yeah. just an instrumentals and yeah. whatever. And I was gonna put my songs that I wrote.
I mean, there's nothing
to
wrong with
it because I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not like I played flute in high school, but what now?
You look just too much. Now you writing songs and what? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I'm writing a book series too. I already have part of one book written. Huh?
You are an inspiration to women. I'm telling you. You something else.
I try. If I could just finish my projects, I'll be happy. I'll be happy if I can just yeah, if I can just get my okay. stuff, like, completed. Because, yeah. like, I have so many projects, but, like, I'm only one person.
Yeah.
And I only have so much time in a day. So I can only accomplish so many projects per day.
I feel that.
So I yeah. try to...
Yeah. So you've got to clone yourself.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine, shout out Sasha George...
Oh,
she
yeah.
said that if you just sit down and write like for like 1 hour a day or something, or just sit down and like schedule like time out to do so much time on each project per day
yeah.
or whatever until you finish the projects.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about
I try.
That. What I do know, being a published author,
yeah.
is if you want to write a book, mm-hmm. just sit down and write it. Don't put any commas in there. And I'm sure our guests can, attest to that as well. Don't put any commas. Don't, you know, try to edit it. Just write from your heart. Get it done in a day or two or mm-hmm. however long it takes you. And then worry about getting it edited. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, that's yeah. true.
Because
yeah.
what people do is they sit down and they write and they go, oh, okay, where do I put this comma? Where do I put these quotes? You know, don't worry about that because
that's
that will hold
advice.
You up.
Yeah.
You know,
I was just
so
trying to
just
keep it. I was just trying to keep it organized.
Because a lot of the stuff I recorded, like, start off like voice memos too, like just on
yeah.
my phone, and then
I need to start utilizing
yeah,
that more
yeah,
myself.
There you go.
Doing
yeah.
like little stuff on my phone. I need to start utilizing technology more. I have all these fucking apps on my goddamn phone for all these different purposes. Yeah. And then I'm not really utilizing the apps like I should. And then I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I have all these apps on my phone.
I probably use like three of them out of like the thousand.
I'm like 48, okay? Yeah. You know, like some of this shit is newer to me and I'm still trying to... I don't have to write everything on fucking pen with a pen on some paper.
Right? Yeah.
Like I'm so used
to...
I'm so used to having notebooks. I literally have my book I've been writing in a notebook. I'm like so old school. I'm like, wait a minute. I should be typing this. I'm faster at typing. But then I'm like, but I got to put the ideas down first on paper before I can type them up, right? I mean, kind of need like an outline.
I'm going to ask a question.
But anyway.
All right.
What are your influences? Growing up.
Ooh. Yeah, why did you choose to do the music you're doing and all that?
So when I was in third grade is when I got into rock, and that was 3 Days Grace. I don't know if y'all heard that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of my favorite bands.
But just recently, or like about a couple of years ago, I really started getting into Nirvana, like huge, like huge fan. And so just like the whole 90s like grunge scene, like I'm obsessed with it. You probably couldn't tell.
That's a good that's a good era of music though.
The Pines.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Tool came out of the
90s.
So
who's your favorite artist?
Oh, that's hard. It's a favorite band.
Good band?
But they're almost tied with Nirvana. So
Nirvana's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think they could have done so much more if he hadn't died.
And you see Kurt Cobain everywhere down Hollywood Boulevard.
That's
pretty cool. What a story about him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've read his biography, Heavier Than Heaven. I read that like 4 or 5 times.
I read part of it. I didn't read all of it.
It's really good.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing the music? Like, when did you start putting this all together? You said, in the last couple few years?
Well, I would say the last couple of years. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and, like, nothing was ever picking up, and it just wasn't working out. So I finally, I don't know, like, I was in college. I dropped out, but that was about 3 years ago, I want to say. I dropped out, that was the first time I ever finished a song. And I had the dream to do it for a long time, but it just finally clicked me. And then, like, so the EP that I released took like a month. Like I was like, are you serious? Yeah. Like I've been trying to do it for years
amazing.
And then it just happens.
but there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things happen in the time that they're supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You can't force it.
It happened when it was supposed to.
Has to be organic. It can't be forced.
Yeah.
If you force things, it's not going to happen the right way.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen in the right time. It's not going to come together. You know what I'm saying? They say that there's a reason for everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely believe that.
God will make a way. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever you believe or however you believe.
Yeah.
You know, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
Well, you're super talented. So I think, I don't know if everybody can say this, but I think you probably would have done just as good if you would have started like 4 years ago. Because you're really talented. It's not like you're... You know, like some people, they start out and they get better as they go along. But it seems like, it seems like you really have it. Some people don't have it.
I really appreciate
it. It seems
that.
Like you really have it. And and I think it's easier for people like you.
Well, I really appreciate that. Because, a lot of it, like even on the way here, I'm like, what am I doing, man? Like, I'm not, I think everybody kind of goes through that, especially if you're an artist.
Self-doubt.
Yeah. And it's very hard because, not a lot of people are like, oh, that's good. That's,
That's your, as RuPaul would say, that's your inner saboteur talking.
Yeah.
Don't let it win. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fight it.
Don't let him in.
You know what I mean? Don't let that inner voice telling you you're not good enough or you're not whatever.
Right.
Don't let that win. If you truly believe in yourself and you are talented, then you utilize your talents and what you've been given and make something happen.
Yeah.
Don't let that inner voice telling you you're not good enough win.
Yeah.
Because
you just have to keep moving forward every day in your goal, and what you want to do. Because, you might get no's, and that's okay. Don't worry about those no's, because those no's are what shouldn't be for you. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it definitely motivates you even more after a while, because you get down, but you're like, what am I doing? Like, there's nothing else I want to do, so might as well keep pushing through.
Throw enough stuff against the wall, something's bound to stick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure.
You know what I mean?
So you're from Louisiana, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana. He said middle of nowhere.
Did you bring any gumbo?
Wait, say that again?
Any gumbo?
Oh, I love gumbo. Yeah. I eat gumbo just about every day. I love gumbo.
I bet.
What are you closest to? What is your town? What part of Louisiana is it closest to?
I had a youth pastor that I knew. He would say, we're between Duck Dynasty and Swamp People.
Oh, Jesus.
So like right in the middle of it.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And where's that? No, I was kidding.
We're definitely... Like you blink and you miss the town. Yeah.
Are you closer to? Are you anywhere near New Orleans? Are you more up northern? Like
we're northern.
You're more northern.
Yeah, we're 4 hours away from.
Okay.
What, Shreveport or no?
Not that far.
Not that far.
No, that's 2 hours away, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Shreveport.
No, that's 4 hours.
Because that's more northern, right?
We're pretty much in the middle between New Orleans and Shreveport. We meet in the middle.
About halfway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
So
I never been to Louisiana, but. I know some shit on a map. Yeah. I used to have to sell. I used to have to sell for Harrah's in New Orleans. Mm. So in order to sell stuff for major casinos and other stuff, you kind of need to know where shit's located.
Yeah,
you need to know I had to learn the map of Nevada because I had four major cities in Nevada that I sold for. So I kind of need to know where shit's located.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, Where's New Orleans?
I'm bad with locations too. Like I could get lost on the way to my house. So
when you got to sell for companies that are nationwide or have different locations like that, you got to know where stuff is. Oh,
yeah.
That's what
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But I want to play one of your songs.
Yes.
Speaking of that, we're gonna play some songs here because we got 20 minutes left and 3 songs, and we need to play them.
That's rock.
So, what order do you want to play them in? What is most important?
Guest choice
of the three. Yes.
Let's see. I guess surprise me because that's kind of hard.
Yeah. Ooh. It's making me go bipolar because I am.
I feel that.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Running from shadows.
You
Awesome, dude. Bipolar. Fuck yeah. Gnarly. That was really good. That was the first one I listened to.
Yeah, we just did a music video about that one.
Really
on
good.
Our YouTube page. We went to, what was it, Hotel Bentley?
Yeah, Hotel Bentley.
It's yeah.
Like, they say it's haunted or whatever.
Oh, well, where's that located?
That one's in
Alexandria.
Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yeah, about an hour from where we live.
All right, badass. And they say it's haunted.
Yeah. We had permission to.
We were so freaked out they even asked.
Really?
Like, we finally just,
did anything happen while you were there?
No. But
did you bring any holy water?
Oh, yeah. I always got some on me.
A priest?
But, yeah, what made us more nervous was because we went there and we're like, you know, we talked about it for like a week or two or whatever. And then, there happened to be like a police convention or something like, so there's just cops everywhere and we're like, well, we better ask before we just start walking around like,
start filming shit.
Yeah, for real.
That's badass.
But,
hide it.
That one was really bad though, because it was just like extremely hot in that hotel.
Oh yeah.
Like, if you watch the video, you know, both of us are just sweating.
Yeah, there's one part where you just see the seamless light.
And there's no accident.
Yeah.
No AC or what?
Not in the hallway, I guess.
That hotel was old.
Oh, yeah. As fuck. So everything was so outdated.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But it's huge. Like, you go in and, like, there's just, like, old, like, Renaissance paintings every, like, on like a big dome or whatever. However, I don't even know how to explain it.
Oh, that's crazy. Old architecture.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was pretty cool.
It sounds like Southern architecture, especially.
Oh, yeah.
They have like a lot of that ballroom type shit.
Scary, like seeing it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was cool.
Yeah,
we thought it was cool.
Well, that it sounds pretty cool, though. You know, yeah, because it's bipolar and, like, crazy shit. Oh, yeah.
Haunted
that
hotel.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's pretty badass. I'd go bipolar in a fucking place like that, too.
Yep.
All right, we're going to play another song. So let's do Pessimist.
All right.
And then we'll play The Pine. So we're going to do a two-pack. So the first one's Pessimist, and the second one's The Pines. This is Running from Shadows from Louisiana.
All right.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Louisiana Rock.
Yeah.
LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Boom.
Even if you're not really well-mannered, you could make a habit of being civil. We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah. That's some good music right there. Hell yeah. To the yes. Mm-hmm. We got about 5.5 minutes left. So we're going to talk about where people can find you.
Okay.
Where can, like social media, where can they find you, or like your music, all that kind of stuff.
So we're on like every streaming platform there is. Nice. So like Spotify, cool. Apple Music, like all that stuff. And I mean, we have a Facebook page, which I know you tag. Yeah. Us in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have an Instagram account. Yes. I have a Twitter, but I mean, like, I don't even get on it, so it's not even worth it.
A lot
so,
of people don't since Donald Trump. But we're not going to go into that. And I know you have you have a YouTube page.
Yeah.
I stopped going on Twitter. No, just kidding. Your Instagram will automatically fucking post to Twitter. You just link your Twitter.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, all I need to you do. Just link your Twitter to your Instagram account and your Facebook to it. So everything is linked. So it's your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Tumblr, if you have a Tumblr account. Everything all in one. So you go to do their post, and you just click at the bottom for the sharing option. You just click on the ones you want to share it to, and then it just goes out to everything.
Yeah, I need
that
to do
way
that.
You don't have to worry about, you know, all the
you
extra
do it once
bullshit.
And you're good to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you do one post, and it goes to everything all at the same time.
Once and done.
Yeah, yeah. One and done.
I use Instagram more than any of the old ones. So that
yeah, so yeah. And most young people today do use it more than everybody else. So biggest thing is go check out, you just type in Running From Shadows.
Yeah.
And you can find him. Is Darren White, D-A-R-R-I-N?
E-N.
Okay, D-A-R-R-E-N.
And then white, like the color white. Yeah.
Hey, that's too, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Be surprised.
He a white boy, and his last name is White.
I'm very white. So.
He white as white can
you
be.
You see how sunburned I am right
can't
now?
Can't white
too?
Him. Like, oh, yeah.
We weren't even out in the sun that long. Yeah. I burned bad.
You got, let's see, you got reddish in your hair there going on.
Oh,
I'm going to say possibly Irish or Scottish.
I could be. I have no idea.
You don't know. You don't know. You're But you got that European traits going on. Yeah, UK, so United Kingdom type stuff.
A lot of people tell me I look like Ed Sheeran, too. I don't see
kind
it.
Kind of a little. A little bit.
No, yeah.
Kind of, but your hair isn't as red.
Yeah, I feel like my beard's more red, and then like it's like brown hair. I don't know. My hair is like, I don't know what color it is. It changes all the time.
Well, we want to thank you today so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having
us. We want to thank you for driving all the way here from fucking Louisiana.
That's a long
You got mad props from us.
Hell yeah.
Just God for that, we give you mad props. That's massive dedication.
Keep going. Keep going.
Hell
no,
yes.
Listen,
yeah.
I just want to say one thing.
Go for it.
I don't want to sound like a holy roller,
but the devil is a liar, so don't believe him, okay?
Yeah, don't listen to that asshole.
I'll definitely take that in, too.
Don't listen to that asshole.
Yeah.
Don't ever listen to that asshole.
For real.
Because he's the one that's going to put the most self-doubt in your head.
For real.
And
he's going to keep telling you, you're not worth this. Mm. It's not worth it for you to drive to California. Yeah. It's not worth it for you to get your music played on the radio. Yeah. You're not good. Your music is horrible. He's just going to tell you that shit. Yeah. Don't listen to him. Mm. Could you actually, as I was telling him when we played the last two songs, you are really talented.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
For somebody who hasn't been doing this for that long, you are really good. For somebody who doesn't actually have a band playing behind you like that, that came up with this music and whatever, you came up with it. You came up with the lyrics.
Yeah.
You did all this. Yeah. You sang, and your vocals are awesome.
I appreciate it.
You're really good.
Keep writing.
Keep doing what you're doing, dude.
Sure. Even if it's a fucked up situation, you write about it.
Yeah.
Because those, if you pay attention, make a lot of the best songs.
I'm always writing, man. I'm always.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
The best sellers.
Amazing stuff. Well, we got 1 minute left, so we want to say goodbye to you, all of our viewers and listeners today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being with us. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate you, China Myers.
Thank you, China.
And next week, we've got DJ King J on the broadcast, bringing you all the best in rap.
Right.
And hip hop.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I knew that would excite you, China.
I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, so it was very exciting stuff. So we appreciate you. We thank you again for being here with us. And next week, come back and check us out all over social media. You can find us, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You can also find us at Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us on Tumblr, and we're everywhere that music or podcasts can be heard, like Apple Music, Spotify, Sirius XM Radio. You can find us on iHeartRadio, anywhere. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Find us on Spreaker and pretty much anywhere. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yeah, you're
pretty much
on
anywhere.
That social media. You
we
know about
are
all that shit.
Pretty much everywhere. We're syndicated.
Everywhere.
And don't forget this one last thing to remember. We're distributed by Sony. Yeah. Peace out till next week with DJ King J.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out. Rock out.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.